Thank you for calling the Pennsylvania Independent Enrollment Broker. To continue in English, yes. Press 1. Para to continue English, if you are an applicant or authorized representative, if you need to send application info to us, please hold while we transfer you to a customer service representative.
Yeah, Independent Enrollment Broker Helpline. My name is Danielle. We are at X-Home speaking with today.
Yes, Danielle. You're speaking to Erin Jenkins and as well as Ms. Tina. She is the mother of Dominic Blocker, who is an applicant for home community-based services through the Medicaid waiver.
Are we calling to check the status or start a referral?
Check the status.
And what company are you calling from?
Family First Home Care.
Your phone number?
267-551-7412.
Okay, I now need to obtain the applicant's personal information. Please note that we will not speak about the applicant's application without their written or verbal permission. And what's the applicant's date of birth?
Go ahead, Ms. Tina. You can give the information for Dominic.
Okay, it's 2904.
And verify his address.
1820 Tomlinson Road, Philadelphia, PA 19116.
Your first and last name?
Tina Blocker.
And your phone number?
267-240-9322.
Can you give me permission to discuss the applicant's case information while Mr. Erin is on the line?
Yes.
And the reason you guys are calling today?
I'm sorry, what did you say?
The reason you guys are calling today?
The reason that we're calling is check the status update. Also, I was trying to find out the dates of the Fed assessment, physician certification form, 1768, and to also see if there's any notes or uploads from the county assistance office in regard to Dominic's financials.
Okay. Fed assessment was completed on December 1st of 2025. Physician certification form completed on December 2nd of 2025. Intake visit assessment was completed on November 13th of 2025. PA 1768 was sent to the County Assistance Office on December 3rd of 2025. I'm logging into the County Assistance Office comments now to see what any notes. There was any notes updated. I do see that they received new documents on February 4th of this year. Let's see. No, they don't have any updated comments on the applicant's case yet.
Okay. So they received the documents on the 4th, so I'm assuming they were uploaded in Compass on the 4th.
I'm not sure how they were dropped out to the county. I just see that they were uploaded.
Okay.
I see that they had a support visit, so our enrollment case manager probably dropped it.
Right. So a researcher probably came out from the IEB. I believe somebody came from the IEB to pick up the information. Do you have any comments in terms of the enrollment broker? What was?
So they were dropped off and receipt scanned and uploaded in our system. So, yes, the enrollment case manager dropped it off, and that's how the county uploaded.
Okay. And in those documents, can you see or is anything from the IEB about what was received specifically?
The bank statements.
Right. How many years?
They didn't list that. The applicant don't remember what they gave the enrollment case manager?
Ms. Tina, do
it
you know?
Was, it was all the bank statements, and there was a couple additional letters that Ms. Banks
about
had requested.
Explanations.
Yes.
So the financial explanation letter was also a part of that?
Yes.
Correct.
All right, financial explanation letter, bank statements. Does Dominic receive Social Security?
Yes.
Was the award letter attached with that?
Not to this one, because I was told that everything that was sent prior was already received. The only thing that they said was not received were the bank statements, because they were sent the way that they were sent. They were sent as it was supposed to have been sent as a PDF, but it was received as a Google document, so they got them individually. That's where the problem lied, where the being receiving was, it was, they were not being received properly, but all the other documents were received. They were not requested again.
Okay. And so you submitted documents before, and then when they came out last week to receive them, that was a second time they were being sent to the county assistant's office?
Oh, no, this was like the 10th time. We keep resending them, but they say that they can't open the document.
They say they can't open them. Okay. So, this is directed to the IB rep. You can see uploads in the portal, correct?
Me?
Correct.
In Rome. Oh. Okay. Now, do you see specific uploads or just a generalization? Like, can you see an award letter in there?
No, like I said, I see the bank statements. I see the letter of the explanation of the transactions. I do not see the award letter for the benefits.
Okay. That may be something that we're going to have to need. It shouldn't be, but I'll explain to you after we get off the phone with the enrollment broker on why. Does Dominic have any life insurance?
No.
Okay, that's fine. And he doesn't own any homes, correct?
Correct.
Okay. What do you have a date in which, what is the date that the county assessor's office has until they'll close the case?
So their reconsideration period ends on the 22nd of this month.
2/22 is the end of reconsideration. Okay. And is there an end date on the medical assistance application?
That's also on the 22nd, so they'll need a reassessment after the 22nd.
Okay, so we're good to the 22nd, and then after that, the IEB, we have to do another assessment call, I'm assuming. Hello?
Correct.
Okay. All right, so we went to the 22nd. After the 22nd, then, okay. All right, that's all I needed. That's all I needed. Ms. Tina, you have any other questions for her?
No. The only question that I have is all the documents that were sent prior, you don't have those, you don't have them now, but you don't have anything prior to this?
The county would never upload it. So once they claim, and I've seen them do that before, if they send them in Google Docs, they always say they can't open them unless it's a PDF, right? So because of that, it's like they never existed.
Told that they were received.
So what they're saying that they received is whatever you just gave them a week ago. So the stuff that was sent before that, if they upload it, it does not exist. And even though it's the county's fault, like, even though they say, oh, we received something, we couldn't open it. So to them, never. So if it's not in that system in which this rep can see, in that Compass system, it's like they never existed. So, like, when we asked them about the award letter, you could have sent that in before. But if it wasn't sent in a week ago or whatever that enrollment broker came by and picked up, they're going to claim it up, they don't have it.
Then why didn't she scan all that last week when she was here?
No, she did. They have that. They have what she scanned in. You're talking about before then. We don't. The county didn't upload them because, like you said, they explained to you that they couldn't open it up, so they didn't have anything to upload. But when she went out to the support visit, they uploaded that, and they have those documents.
No, the only thing that they could not upload were the bank statements. other than that, every document.
Right, and they have them now.
Right.
I guess when they explained to you that they couldn't upload the bank statements, they must have didn't upload anything. Because I don't see the award letter that you said you sent. I just see what we got at the support visit that was uploaded. I see the PA-1768 that we sent over and all the documents that we send over on our end. I do not see the benefits award letter.
Right. That was sent already. And I was told that, yes, we have that.
So who said that, the county assistance office or the enrollment broker?
No, the enrollment program.
Okay. And that's, yeah.
Shira said she saw it, and somebody in whoever she spoke to in the enrollment, they said they had everything except for the statements and that new award letter, because Shira said that she had updated something with the documents where something that I did incorrectly, and she updated it for me, and then I sent it back, and all that was updated with the withdrawals of over $500. I had to clarify that. I thought that I clarified it clearly, but it wasn't clarified clearly, so she helped me with that. I fixed that. But all the other paperwork, my checklist I had, all of that was sent in, and I was told that it was received. And if it wasn't received, then the lady who came last week should have scanned my entire packet all over again.
Mm-hmm.
She only scanned in, to my knowledge, just the bank statements.
Okay. What I'm going to do is I'm also, because so with the IEB, they have access to see inside some of the county assistance office, the COMPAS system. If she's saying she doesn't see an award letter, that means the county doesn't see it. So I just sent Shira an email to see if she has an award letter to make sure. Because if they don't have it in it currently, then that means they just don't have it. And the county, even regardless, you think simple math would make sense, they can see in his bank statements and see what he receives on a monthly basis. But they're, many times they're not going to consider it unless they see an award letter, because the award letter shows his gross income, not his net, and they want to see his net. And they won't even take the time to do the simple math and realize that he'll be under the resource level if they don't get the award letter. And I don't want them to deny him because of not having the award letter. So I want to get that submitted or resubmitted before the 22nd.
Okay.
So I'll see. Go ahead.
Okay, I'm sorry. So either somebody should come back out, or you'll confirm it with Shira.
I will confirm it with Shira, and if you still
okay.
have a copy of it, I'll have you send it directly to me, and I'll upload it. I'll send it to the county, and in particular to a okay. supervisor, so they can add it to his file.
Okay.
Okay. Yeah, Matina, you.
And I mean, in your explanation letter, you put what everything. I mean, you did a very good job on your explanations with the deposits, because you put Social Security, Social Security, like I see that. So they might not even need it, but like you said, send that, because that would be just their one excuse where
yep.
things don't get processed.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, I've seen it way too many times
yeah.
from them. It's a purposeful strategy, because they're behind, understaffed, and under-talented. If they can say anything to push them back into reconsideration again, they will. Or close the case.
Yeah, it just kind of seems like we're getting to the finish line, and they're waiting to the finish line to say, nope, can't do it.
Right. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right, that's all the questions I have. Ms. Tina, do you have any more for the rep?
No, I don't.
Okay.
Thank you.
All right, Ms. Tina, you stay on the line. And yeah, and thank you. No survey. I know you have to ask.
No problem. So thank you for calling the Pennsylvania Independent Enrollment Broker Helpline. You guys have a great day.
All right, you too.
Thank you.